Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Nun Beis. We're holding on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, V'al Parah Shlo Yehumay Alin V'Afra. Now, what is this all about? If we go back a few lines, about 10, 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud, we quoted a Mishnah yesterday, Mesech Shkolim, where the Mishnah said, V'hotnan Amreb Shimon, Shiva Dvorim Hiskinu Bezin. There were seven takonis that Bezin made, v'ze'echad mehen, and then the Gemara enumerated a couple of those takonis. Why did we bring that Mishnah? Because ultimately the Gemara asked a stira between Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon. What was the stira? Back yesterday at the top of the Yomid, again a Nun Aleph Omid Beis, the Mishnah says what happens if the previous Kohen Gadol passed away, and they have not yet appointed a successor. We had a machloikis, who's going to pay for the daily chavitin? Reb Shimon said, Mishal Tzibur, you go and take it from the Tzibur's money. Poshup Shat, that means from the Lishka monies, where you have the accumulation of the machzis shekels, which are used every day for the kabonis. They'll be used for the daily chavitin until the new Kohen Gadol is appointed. Reb Yehuda said, no, it's the Yorshim that have to go and pay for it. Fine. And then he wants to ask the stira. Reb Shimon says, Mishal Tzibur, what's his mokor, what's his source? And he says, because when we talk about the Chavitin in the Torah refers to it as Chok Oilam L'Hashem Kolil Toktar. And even though we would normally translate the word Chok Oilam as a Chok forever, the way Reb Shimon teaches it, Chok Oilam means that the Oilam Daf Tzushtelm, the Oilam has to go and pay for it. And therefore, Mishal Tzibur. But the Gemara asked the Stira, because that Mishnah back in Masech Shkolim, if you go towards the bottom of the Omud, says Gemara, that you have to go and pay for those Shkolim from the Tzibur's funds, that's a Tekonis Chacham, that's a Tanai Bezdenhu. It's six, seven lines from the bottom of the Omud. Utanai Bezdenhu, another one of the Tekonis that we were talking about, was that Koyin Golu Shameis. There's no successor so far. The Tzibur pays for it. What? That's a Tanai Bezin? Tchok Oilam is the Chapasuk. It's the Chastira Reb Shimon on Reb Shimon. The same Reb Shimon in our Mishnah says that the Tzibur pays for it because the Torah requires that, Chok Oilam. And here in the Mishnah, Mesech Shkolim, the same Reb Shimon, beginning of the Mishnah is Omer Reb Shimon, Shiva Dvarim, says Reb Shimon, you know why? The reason is because it was Atanai Bezin Atakonim. Is the Chastir Reb Shimon. So Reb Bo gave...
What was
the Tanai Bezin? The word Tanai Bezin is another way of saying a Takonis Chacham. Chacham made a Takonah. We call it Tanai. I'm not sure exactly where the word Tanai fits in, but that's...
Who was Makriv if there was no Kohen Gadol appointed?
The Kahanim that are of the base of that day.
Could they do it in
they had to do it. They have no choice. There's no Kohen Gadol and had to be brought. If there's a Kohen Gadol, he does it. If no Kohen Gadol, then... The Kehanim of that base Av, they get together and they make sure that it's brought.
You also have a Skan Kohen Gadol.
You have a Skan as well, but it was Lav Davka Skan. Any of the Kehanim of that Mishmor, of that base Av, can go into it. Anyway, so our Gemara said the Teretz to this Kasha on Reb Shimon. Shtei Takonas Soyu. This is Omer Reb Avo. We're five lines from the bottom of the Omid. Omer Reb Avo, Shtei Takonas Ava. Diaraisa Miditzibur. Because it says Chok Oilam. If the Kohen Gadol wasn't appointed shortly thereafter, what happens if they had to wait for a week, for a month, 3 months, whatever? Then it became a cash drain on the Lishka. After all, the Lishka has to supply throughout the year for all of the Kabbonis Tzibur. This is totally unexpected, and this is a drain on those funds. So Tekino, then they said, okay, you know, let's take it away from the Tzibur and put it on the Yorshim. And as we know, Chachom have a right to come Mesak and Takonis, where they take away mitzvahs b'shevi al tais. We're not talking about Chas v'Shalom going being over an Isser. We're talking about not going and bringing these kabbonis b'shevi al tais from the Lishka funds. But by the mice, it's got to be brought. So let the Yorshim pay for it. But the problem is, Kim Dechozu de Kopashuva, when they saw that the Yorshim were p'sheya, they were negligent, and they said, our father passed away, Nebuch, well, we're not going to pay forever for the carbon, Nishdo, and, you know, let somebody else worry about it. So what did they have to do? And then they placed it back on the Araisa, meaning again on the Lishka. So with this, we've concluded that part of the seven takanas, meaning one of the seven. And now we bring another one, only because it's very similar, as you'll see, to the one that we just discussed. And what is this new takana? Val Parah, the Paraduma, Shlehei Me'alin Bi'afra, that after they burn the entire Paraduma, now they have the Afra, which they're going to mix with the water, and then we're going to go and use it to go and be Metayr Temeim, that what happens if a person were to take some of that Afra and use it for private purposes? What would be the private purpose? We're going to see in the Gemara momentarily. If a person had, for instance, a wound, the common belief at that time was that if you don't have iodine or mercurochrome, you go and put some of the ash on that mokum where you have the wound where it's bleeding, and that will give you a refuah. So now, are you allowed to do something like that? So it says that one of the Takanas Bezdin was that although the Pora Aduma, of course, you have to be careful not to be Nehenna and be Moil in Hegdish of the Pora Aduma. However, if a person were to go and use that Afer for private purposes, he would not have to bring a carbon Mi'ilah, he would not have to go and he wouldn't have to add the Chomish, thank you very much, and therefore no Din Mi'ilah. Oh, so this is a Tanai Bezdin, and again another Takana. Freit Dimora, just like we had by Reb Shimon. Really, this is Midrabanan. Deraisi, Zachad Deraisa. Where's Deraisa? The sign, it says in the Pasuk, about the Pora Aduma, that it has the status Chatoshi, which is a very curious term, because a Chatoshi means you bring a korban Chatos in the base of Migdish. You Pora Aduma, you never bring in the base of Migdish. If I can't, you bring it on the Haramishka, Harazesim, which faces the base of Migdish. So Ibn Zoya, how does it have the status of Chatoshi? Zoktimar Malamed Shemayalin Ba. The Torah says that a Pora Aduma has a din of Chatos to go and tell you that there's a din of Me'ila if you were to have a Noah from the Pora Aduma itself. And now the Gemara is Medayik, or the Bryce is Medayik. Chatos he Bo Mayalan. He means in the actual Korban itself, meaning in the Pora Aduma itself. If you have Hanoah from the flesh of the Pora Aduma, from the blood of the Pora Aduma, or whatever, from the actual Pora Aduma, then what's the din? Avad is the din of Me'ilah. Chatos he. However, be Afra Ein Mayalin, because it's no longer he. In other words, it's already lost. It was its original status of the Pora Aduma. Now it's just down to ash. Oh, we darsh in there from the pasuk chatos he mayalin ba, but not be afra in mayal. Oh, so therefore
the
I have.
Afra is not the ikar.
Very good. The point that you made is a great point. Let's get back to your point in 1 second. But in the meantime, the Gemara is asking there for a stira. Here in the Mishnah, one of the seven takonis of Reb Shimon was that a paraduma yinat moyel in the afra. I see it's a chaposik. You don't need a special takonis chacham for that. It's only chatos he mayalin ba. The loy biafra. That's the Gemara's kasha. And you're going to see momentarily that the Gemara is going to give the same teretzes again, like we said before, shtei takonis. But before we get to that, let's get to Bill's question. What Bill was asking is, why shouldn't there din? Well, let's start the other way around. I'm going to recharacterize your question slightly. We have normally a rule that once Dover Shanasis Mitzvosoi, once we've already done the mitzvah regarding that particular item, then Ein Mayalim Boy. Then there's no longer halacha of Me'ila. Excuse me. And that, of course, applies to all karbonois, that once you go and shech the carbon, until now the behema flesh was prohibited for anybody to go and eat. If anybody would eat it, yichas shum yimoyil. Depends whether it's kachim kudishim, kachim kalim. Yes, by Aymarin, it retains the din of Me'ilah, or in the case of kachim kalim, it gets the din of Me'ilah, because that's kulil Hashem. But otherwise, the basar is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because ein l'chadov shenas is mitzvasoi u'mayalim bay. So, Aybazoi, why didn't you say taka l'gabe the eifer that ein mayalim, not because of this special drush of chatosi, just because it's we've already done whatever we're supposed to do with the paraduma in terms of going and shechting it and spritzing the dam and burning it. So lechoyre, we should say a similar type of svarah. It was dovish anas and mitzvasoi. So ein mayalim boy, without the drusha of the he. But says the toisis, the teretz that Bill was giving a moment ago, and that is no. since the major reason why people go and bring the Parah Aduma, people, the Klal Yisrael, and they go and shecht it and burn it, is because they want that ash. Without the ash, you cannot go and be metayer tameim. So it's not a davar shenasa mitzvah. See, if anything, everything until this point was just hachonos lemitzvah, to be able to go and now have the ash that I'm going to mix together with the mayim, together with the mayim from the mayon, to be able to mayim chayim, to be able to go and do now the Por Aduma purification process. So that being the case, it's not a davar shenasa mitzvah, it's davar shenasa mitzvah. That being the case, then the Efer should have a din of me'ilah. Kamash will in the Pasuk to see that there is no din of me'ila. That's Xeris HaKosev, no me'ila. But now that we've established that min ha-toyra there's no din of me'ila, what do I need at the Konamid Rabbanon that there's no din of me'ila? And therefore, that's why the Gemara brings this, because of the parallel to the Gemara of yesterday with the Tzvei Reb Shimon. And that is, Amar Rav Ashi, Shtei Takana Save. There were taka two stages of the Takana. Dear Raisa, like you just had the Pasuk, Mi'alin ba, because it says chatas he, so mi'alin ba, but only ba mi'alin be afra ain mi'alin. However, kim the chazu, they come mezalzali ba. People were being mezalzal in the afra. They're saying the afra, there's no din of me'ila. It has no kedusha. The ka'av di minei lemakosan. Anybody that had the slightest cut on his finger, on his hand, whatever, they'd go and take and grab some of the afra and they would put it on their hands to go and take away or whatever as an antiseptic of some sort. So
it's strange because it cost a fortune. These ashes cost, come from Parah Aduma, which cost a fortune.
The Parah Aduma cost a fortune.
What?
The Parah Aduma, but once it was burnt, they put an ocean of water in it. To it lasted for a long, long time.
Exactly, but was still a very valuable thing. It was metaher everybody, so it's not an item that you put
usually in the biotic. Yes, the supply was.
I don't understand
the great supply.
The logic
of the supply.
When you burnt it, you burnt also the whole maracha on it. So there was a lot of ash there, a lot of ash. They knew this was a rare thing, so they loaded up. I mean, it must have been an enormous amount of wood they used, so that they have a lot of ash. So maybe it wasn't so valuable. Once you had it, it was abundant.
So, bottom line is, our Gemara says that there were people that were mezalzel only fed. If there's no din of me'ila, it means there's no din of inherent, intrinsic kedusha anymore. So everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry would go and take some of the ash and put it on their makkah, and then there wouldn't be enough for future being retired to me'im. So, Gozer Be Me'ila, the Chum said, you know what, even though Min HaTorah there's no Dina Me'ila, we're going to Dina Durabban. Not that you're going to go and bring a Korban Me'ila, because you don't go and bring a Korban, you don't bring any Korbanos of this nature voluntarily. This is something that has to be a Choyv. You can't go and bring an Asham Me'ila because you want to. So, nevertheless, there were Goyz Me'ila, not that there should be a din of Korban Me'ila, but you have to go and pay back, and you're going to have to presumably add a Choymish, more it doesn't go into all the details, but they were goyzim me'ila. However, kim de chozu de koparshu, koparshi, misofik hazo'ois, then people started getting very nervous. Oyoyoy, if I touch this ash, chashom, I'm going to be moil behegdish, I'm going to stay away from it. What happens if a person was a sofik tmei mes? How is he sofik tmei mes? Says Rashi, he was walking under schochois, or pura'ois. Schochis means that you walked under a tree, for instance, that was near a Beis HaChaim, or you have pro'is, which means ledges that are sticking out of the wall. Frequently, but not always, you had a din of tumas mes there. Maybe some of the vultures would have put a kazayis menemes on top of one of the branches of the tree or on top of that ledge.
It was model over a cave on the other side.
Exactly, or another. Anyway.
So it shared a god.
Exactly. 100% right. So therefore, there were a number of different possibilities where the person became a tamei mes, but maybe not. Maybe yes. It was a sofik. Okay, so shall we go through all the
hilchos?
Okay, Baruch Hashem. So getting back to our Gemara. Because of that, people are now noivis. If I'm going to use the ash, and I really didn't need the ash to be matar me, because it was Torah all along, I'm going to be moil. I don't want to be moil, you know? So I'm going to err on the side of not having the tahara of the tumas mes, because of the fact that I don't want to be moil bagdish, of the Chum instituted a din of me'ila. Because, even the chazer, since the Chum saw the kaparishi, people were now being poresh. In other words, they separated themselves and they did not go and use this ash for Hazor in the case where they had a Suffolk. The Gemara says Suffolk Hazor, he says, it doesn't mean that Hazor is a Suffolk. It means that he became Tomei B'Suffolk, and now they refrained from using the Poraduma ash to go and be Maza on them because he didn't want to be Moy. As a result, took Mu'adiraisa, they made a second Takon, a second stage, and put it back on the original Diraisa where it's He Mayalan Ba, the Ain Mayalan Biafra. So now you see why we brought this Gemara, because of the similarity to the Gemara with Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon that we had before. Okay, so Gemara is right. We keep on talking about, until now, the din of the Chavitin. Now we go a little bit off to the Par Helim Dovashul Tzibur and Tzirei Avoidus Chachavim. What's the similarity between the Chavitim and the Helim Dovashul Tzibur and Tzirei Avoidus Chachavim? The similarity is that these are not Karbonois Kavuois, these are Karbonois, well, and certainly in the case of Paralam Shotzibis here, this may have happened once a year, or maybe once in 10 years, or maybe once in 100 years. Perhaps it never happened. I don't know that we have a historical account. But one thing is certain, this is not what the Gizborim of the Beis Hamikdash took into account at the beginning of the year, meaning in Adar and Nisan, when they collected all the machzah shekels and they're allocating for every single day and every single Shabbos and every single Rosh Chodesh and every single Yontif for all the Karbonis Tzibur, they certainly didn't take into account the Helim Dovashul Tzibur and Tzirei Avoidus Chacham. Same thing is the Gabe the Chavitin. That's not on their budget, that's on the Kohen Gadol's budget. So, both in the case of the Helim Dovashul Tzibur and Tzirei Avoidus Chacham, if in fact this occurs and now we have to go and bring a Karbon, who's going to go and pay for that? Oh, you say, well, it's a carbon tzibur. The carbon tzibur, does that come also from the Lishka? Ah, so in the previous Mishnah, which we started off today, we said that the Gabi the Chavitin, if the Kohen Gadol is Nishdah, Reb Shimon says a Mishal Tzibur. And that Mishal Tzibur means from the Lishka funds. So here too, do you say that the Paral Dovashul Tzibur and Sirvot Chum, do those come from the Lishka funds, yes or no? And it's a machloikis. Toner Rabbanan Parham Davshul Tzibur. Rasir Avodis Chum. For this oilam, I don't think we have to translate what those kabbonis are, but just to remind everybody, nevertheless, what happens if the Bezen HaGadol made a faulty psak, and then after that, by a dover, sheyesh boi kareis, for instance, shuman and chaylev, they said this particular fat, yeah, you can eat it, chatchila, just of course make a bracha, and only eat it with fleishiks, but otherwise it's kol kushav yushav. And then afterwards they realize a couple of weeks later, oy, we missed and we forgot the famous chivas chamsoifer, chivas noida bihuda, chivas rabbi kiva eger, etc., etc., and they said, Chatanu Avinu Pashanu, and Roiv of Klal Yisrael unfortunately erred and followed this faulty psak. So normally, if a person makes such an error on his own, he'd have to bring a Kizbor Seira. But since this was Roiv Klal Yisrael based on the faulty psak of the Bezen HaGadol, then you only have to bring one carbon on behalf of Klal Yisrael. There's another daya that we had in Masechtas Hoidius that every shavit has to go and bring. Okay, but we don't have to get into those details. But point is, one big carbon for Klal Yisrael. It's a par. Par Elam Doshal Tzibur, not a Kizbos here. Same thing applies almost word for word if the Bezen HaGadol made a mistake like Gabi, a form of Avodah Zarah. For instance, they said that if you go into the Markulius church, where everybody knows the way to go in the Markulius church, how do you do the Avodah Zarah? You got to throw rocks. I don't even know if you're yoitze by throwing a stroigim. Maybe you only yoitze if you throw the rocks. What happens if a person goes in and he brings a carbon to the Markulius? Or he goes in and he bows down 7 times. So that's prohibited. However, if the Bezen HaGadol made a faulty psak and they said, no, that's okay, as long as you don't take rocks. And even if you take rocks, as long as it's less than a certain shear, if you take a chutzi shear, if it's a pebble is mutter, exactly. And unfortunately, everybody said, oh, this is the first time in my life I had a chance to go and do the Markulius, I'm going in. And Roiv of Klal Yisrael erred, so they don't bring the Par Domishul Tzibur, they bring on behalf of Klal Yisrael a Par Lo'ila and a So'ir for a Chatas. Okay, so who pays for that? Zok yetz the Gemara, betchila magvin lehen divrei Rabbi Yehuda. In Eretz Yisrael, they call it a magbit. Magbit means to make a special appeal. And all the Bata Midrashim, they go and give a clap on the bima, Rabbi Yisai, special appeal for the Paradom and Shatibas and Vodzacham. Everybody should go and donate towards that, because we have to bring that in the Beis Hamikdash. Reb Shimon, I'm a betrubas alishka in boy. I do betrubas alishka. I wouldn't say Reb Shimon l'shitasa, but the same Reb Shimon we had yesterday also said the gabei the chavit, and it also comes Michel Tzibur from the lishka funds. How do I know for lishka funds? Maybe he needs over there also batchila magvin land, because that was the lashon of the gemara on the bottom. Kim the chozer the kam minchaka lishka takino, they put it onto the yarshim. So you see that Reb Shimon holds that these type of uncommon tzibur types of karbanos, they come from the trumas halishka heimbay. Okay. Machlokes. I found another brisa. The Gemara doesn't repeat the brisa verbatim. It just says, I have another brisa that says just pufaket. That Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that you go and take it from the lishka, and Rabbi Shimon says that you make a nayim magbit, a new appeal. I'm not bothered by the fact that I have a stira, because it's possible that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon over time changed their minds. But what I do want to know is which one was the final, ultimate verdict of both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Now, if you're wondering, why do I care? Says Rashi at the top, for two reasons. Number one, because we want to know what the halacha is. And therefore, if each one of these great Tanoim switched their psak, so then I want to know what their final word on this was, not their initial preliminary word. Number two, says Rashi, you all know the famous Gemara Masechtas Erevin, where the Gemara says, a machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So then I have to know, what does Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold, bottom line? So I'm paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Do I paskin like the first brisa that you make a special magbit, or do you do like the Tanya Ipcha, that you go and take the money from the Lishka fund? Zoktimar Amru Rabban and Kamid Ravashi. Lema Kamaisa Achrita. Let us go and say that the first brisa, in other words, not the Hatani Ibcha, but the first brisa, that was Achrita, that in fact was the final version, the final verdict. Why? The Shemina Lid Rab Shimon, the Chayish L'Pshia. This same Rab Shimon over here that says we take the money from the Trumas HaLishka fund, as opposed to going to each individual making a special magbit, why Taka does he hold that way? I'll tell you very simply. Just like we said on the Omid Beis, that initially the halacha is that you have to go and bring the chavitin, me oilam, chok oilam, the oilam has to pay for it. And then afterwards they went and they put it on because it made a doichik in the lishka, they put it on the yarshim. But then they saw that the yarshim were poisheyaba. So in other words, when you put an assessment on individuals, very often they will be negligent. You know, come back tomorrow, come back next week, you know, have to wait until the check clears. This week I didn't make so much money, come back next week, etc. So people are peshe, they become negligent. Since I see the Reb Shimon is chayish lepshia, and that's why he said, take it away from the yarshim and put it back on the lishka. So here too, that's the reason why l'choyre Reb Shimon says, don't make a special magbit, a special appeal, but take it for the lishka funds. So Reb Shimon l'shitasa, that works very nicely. Amul Ravashi not nishkaraya afilatayma basray sachrit. You could even say that the second version, the Atani Ipcha, is the real version. Why? Ki kochayish Reb Shimon l'pshia b'milzel t'lesbahu kapara b'gavah b'milzel t'islu kapara b'gavah lo yichayish. In other words, basically what the Gemara is saying is a person is poshea if he doesn't have any self-interest in the bringing of this carbon. As far as the Yoshim are concerned, you know, Tati passed away, Rachman Litzlan, we're very upset, and we say Kaddish, and we daven for the Yomim, but to go and pay every single day for the Chavitin because everybody else is lazy to go and appoint a brand new Kohen Gadol, it'll be chasish, it'll be poshea. However, here, every Yidin Klal Yisrael, at least the Roiv of Klal Yisrael, ate this chaylev, and everybody wants to have a kapara. And Baruch Hashem, I don't have to pay for a ganza kizbusira, I only have to go and give up a shava pruta or whatever. A major discount. So here I would say people are not going to be pushy. Everybody's going to run to the umid. Yeah, vishnella, I want to get my kapara and get it over with. So therefore maybe loichayish Reb Shimon l'pshia. So therefore you have no raya that it's the same Reb Shimon, pshia, because here's a kapara, there's no kapara. My havilah, the bottom line is, what's taka de halacha? Do we make a special magbit, or do we take it from the Trumas Halishka funds? Amle Rabba Zuti, Ravashi Toshema. Let's see the brisa, the sanya. Es karbuni lachmi li'ishai reach nichoichi tishmeru lahakali b'mayada. We always lay this, as you know, on Rish Chodesh, and this is referring to the karbon tamid that one brings every single day in the Beis Hamikdash. So it says, Karboni, my carbon, Lachmi, my carbon, Leishai, my carbon, Reich Nichoichi, my carbon. Rashi says each one of these are the shoinis of carbon. And therefore, if anything, the Pasuk seems to be a little bit redundant and repetitious. See the Rashi, six lines from the top. Karboni, Lachmi, Leishai, Riba, Kosev, Karbonis, Harbi, Tcholhani, Loshin carbon ninu. What means carboni? My carbon. What means lachmi? Kadosh Baruch Hu eats bread? No, lachmi means my carbon. Leishai means on the maracha. Reich nichoichi. Okay, it's already nichoich, but all of them are related to bringing carbonis. So why does the Torah repeat this word so many times? After the Gemara, l'rabba yisparagom shul tzibar. Sirabot yisrechavim. Shabayim trumas alishka. Just like the carbon tomid comes from the Trumas Lishka, that's Kadosh Baruch Hu's Karboni, Lachmi, Lishai. The extra Lishainis come to include other Karbonis as well that come from Trumas Lishka, Divrei Reb, Shemin. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? No, they made a special Magbit, and based on the 10 Mishrechtes Erevin, we're going to pass them like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're going to have to go and collect from individuals as opposed to taking from the Lishka. Okay, getting back to our Mishnah. You remember at the very tail end of the Mishnah, remember the Kohen Gadol Ishen Yishda. We don't have a new Kohen Gadol yet. Instead of bringing one Isorin every morning in Machtzisa Baboyker, Machtzisa Ba'arav, rather, Ushleim Mahoisa Kreva. It was brought Bishleimus. Now, what does that mean, Bishleimus? So if you look at the Rashi at the top of Nun Aleph Amid Beis, Rashi learns like we learned yesterday. Instead of bringing every day two half Karbanis, you bring two Shleima Karbanis, meaning two Esorin, one Isorin in the morning, one Isorin in the afternoon. Look at the top Rashi in another from the base. Ushleima Isorin Sholim Baboiker, Visorin Ben Aboim, Kol Zman, Shi Kreivim, Mishol Tzibar. As long as the Tzibar is paying for it, you got to be a full Isorin, full Isorin.
That's even if it's the same Kohen Yasin
Bai. We're talking about the Kohen Gadol passed away. We're waiting for the new Kohen Gadol. During this interim period, we have to continue bringing the Karm Chavitin every day, Mishol Tzibar from the Lishka, but instead of bringing one Isorin in the morning and then splitting it up, Machtzisa, Machtzisa, you bring two, one in the morning and one in the afternoon.
And we destroy two halves.
And we destroy two halves in the case when... Please.
When you divide it, here you didn't divide it, you offer the whole thing. You don't split it.
The case that you're talking about is the previous Mishnah, where they appointed a brand new Kohen Gadol on the same day. So the first Kohen Gadol had already brought half an Isorin in the morning, and his other half Isorin was waiting there in the refrigerator to go and bring in the afternoon. Lav dafka refrigerator, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Now they appointed a new Kohen Gadol midday, you got to go and bring Chavitin. Let me use the half that was left over by my predecessor.
You cannot.
So let me just bring a half, because I'm only here for the afternoon. You cannot. You have to bring a brand new one, the Holy Son. And so therefore both the Chatzi Son of the morning and in the afternoon, both of them are Avudim. Here we're talking about a case where we don't have a new Kohen Gadol appointed yet. We only have the old Kohen Gadol passed away. And there's a period of Shiva and Shloishim. And for the whole period of time, we still haven't appointed a new Kohen Gadol.
So then you are makriv the entire, but Xeris HaKosuv is that you are makriv a half and not a full.
That's only by if there's a living Kohen Gadol who's bringing it mibesai. If the Tzibur is paying for it, they have to go and pay and bring a Shleima. Why is that? So Gemara brought,
they don't burn the whole Shleima?
They do burn the whole thing, absolutely. So Gemara brought two Makoiris yesterday. Either Makor Echor, as it says, HaKoyin HaMashiach Tachtim Yibonav Yaseh Oysa, and the Gemara says the Oysa means Kula, the whole thing, while Reb Shimon said, no, I have a different drush. It says, Chok Oylem Lashem Kolil Toktor, Kolil means the Gantzach. The Gantzach means you have to bring a Shleima. So therefore we had a Machloikis what the Makor is, but everybody agrees.
The result is the same.
Result is the same, that don't bring now Chatzi Esrainim, you bring a Shleima. However, Rashi said already that what means a shleima? Every day two shleimas. One shleima, one isorin in the morning, one isorin in the afternoon. However, as we'll see in the Gemara right now, in fact, it is not so simple. It's a shaila. Maybe when the Torah says oisa, avadi, you have to go and bring the ganze korban in the morning, right? We even said if there's a living kohen gadol, he doesn't bring a half in the morning and half in the afternoon. He brings a ganze in the morning, and from the ganze, you split it up. Therefore, our mission is telling you is bring taka gansa and bring and go be makriv the whole shleima now, and maybe you don't need to bring a second one in the afternoon. Maybe that's the kavanas of Mishnah. Ushleima is a kreva. in the morning when they bring that isarain of soilus for purposes of the chavitin, Kohanim, don't bother splitting it up. There's no kohen gadol, unfortunately. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, but there's no kohen gadol. Bring the whole thing now. But maybe you don't have to bring anything in the afternoon at all. Rashi clearly said no. Rashi says you have two shleimus, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. That Rashi is based on the maskonas ha-gimar. Zokti moru, shleimu ha-isakrev, omre b'chi bar abba, boi reb yoichanam. Shleimu shachris, ushleimu ben arboim, like the Rashi said. So don't bring two halves, bring two ganza, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Oidilma shleimu shachris, once you did shleimu, upetele ben arboim, then you're potter for the rest of the day. You only have to have one shleimu, not two shleimus. Omre abba toshima, let's try to bring a raya. Shemini b'chavitin v'm isa to betela ben harboyim hazimdling mamashkech le shemini b'chavitin. What is the Gemara talking about? So this Gemara that we're bringing now, this is really an excerpt of a Mishnah in Masechtas Tamid, which is also brought at in Masechtas Yuma, which talks about the daily routine every morning when they brought the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar. And it says in the Mishnah in Masechtas Tamid that there were 9 kehanim. In the Masechtas Yuma, it expanded to 13 kehanim that would go and do parts of the avoda every single day. The first 6 of the kehanim that did the avoda went and took parts of the original carbon tamid that was geshochten and which they cleansed and they stripped in the base of Mitbachayim. And now each one of them brings part of the avon. The first one takes, for instance, one of the legs together with a roish. The next one takes another leg.
Like it walked. They carried it up like the way it would walk.
Fine. So therefore, that was 6 kahanim had that job. And one brought the alien, one brought the flanken, and each one brought something else. So now, our Mishnah, the Gemara, the excerpt doesn't go through all 13, it only goes through 7, 8, and 9. 6 were enough to bring up the keves itself. Remember, a keves is not a huge animal like a par. So 6 kahanim were able to go and bring all the evorim towards the kevesh on the mizbeach. They put it on the kevesh, and ultimately it was put on top of the mizbeach on the marach. So that was 6 kahanim. Now, what was 7, 8, and 9? 7 and 9, as the Gemara is going to tell us shortly, were 2 kehanim that were involved in the minchas nisachim. Because every single time that you bring your carbon tamid, like every oila, you have your minchas nisachim. That's the mincha, and you also have the wine. Okay, very good. So one of the kehanim that was number 7, he brought the soles to the kevesh, and the other one, number 9, he brought the yayin. What was number 8? The 8th kohen was the one that brought the chavitin of the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol didn't have to bring it himself. He brought it mibesai. But it's like every balaam. Balaam goes and brings the carbon. He doesn't afterwards approach the mizbeach, especially if he's the Yisrael. He's not allowed to go beyond his 11 amis. Now, the kohen gadol, of course, could bring the chavitin himself if he wanted to put on the mizbeach, but it wasn't necessary. They were mechabed one of the kohanim, and they also did it al pi goyrel, al pi pious, back in Masechtas Yuma. Anyway, so number 8 would go and take care of the chavitim. Now, the Mishnah there also says that this was in the Tamid Shel Shachar, and the same thing applies to Tamid Shel Ben Arboim. They also had these kehanim, because you needed the 6 kehanim to go and take up the slices, the nisachim of nisachim with a tuff, the cut up pieces of the carbon oil at Tamid Shel Ben Arboim. And then, of course, you needed 2 kehanim for the minchas nisachim, and you also needed someone to go and do the chavitim. That was number 8. So Rav is bringing a raya now. He's saying, since it says in that Mishnah that every single day we had at least 9 or 13 kehanim, and the 8th one brought the chavitim, then Isa, if you're going to go and tell me that if there is no kohen gadol alive, the betela bein harboim, that you only do a shleim in the morning, you don't do a shleim in the afternoon.
You don't need an 8th.
There'll be the 8th kohen, he'll be without a job.
Unemployed.
You know what's going to happen. And from the Mishnah there, it sounds like every single day, every morning and every afternoon, there was always the 9 or the 13. And you're telling me number 8, we don't need number 8 if there's no kohen gadol.
What about the shemen? They bought the yain, but they had shemen as well.
If the shemen was mixed into the solas.
That was already mixed in before you got to.
Where's that case? The case that we're talking about. So then there wouldn't be number 8. And therefore, by the fact that it sounds like there's always number 8, both in the morning and in the afternoon, sounds like it's a shleim of a boiker and a shleim in the afternoon if Chas Hashem, the Kohen Gadol, passed away. So this was the Raya of Rava. As we'll see, Reb Yirmiyah was not impressed. Amru Rabban and Kamid Reb Yirmiyah, they said over this concert, Shtikol Torah Rava, in front of Reb Yirmiyah. And Reb Yirmiyah was in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Omar, Bavloi Tipshoi, Bisham Diyasvu, Biasra de Chashoicha, Amri Shmaitze de Machashkan. Because the Babylonians, who unfortunately are tipshim, that is not a very complimentary term, because they live in a land where it's dark. Why is it dark? Because they lived in the valley. In Babel, you had the tall mountains, and people lived down below in the valley. So therefore, except for between 11 and 1, the whole day was pretty dark. So then they go and say, dark shtiklech toira. They should say enlightening, illuminating shtiklech toira. And what Rava just said now is... doesn't pass the test. It doesn't pass muster. Why not, says Rabbi Yirmiyah? Like we said before, the seventh koyin brings up the soiles, mixed already with the shevet. And the ninth one brings up the yayin as part of the minchas desochim. You're going to tell me, every single day, always in the morning and always in the afternoon, you always had the seven and nine. After all, we've learned already countless times, there's another Gemara that says, Afil Achar, sorry, Yomim. You can bring that Minchas Asachim days later. If that's the case, what happens if a particular day, for whatever reason, they decided we're not going to bring Minchas Asachim today? Maybe there was a shortage in flour, a shortage in wine, or for whatever reason. So what are we going to do with 7 and 9? Ella di'i loiktani. That Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, which is telling us the daily routine, is telling us happens under normal circumstances. Yes, of course, there are exceptions to the rule. Every rule has an exception. If you find a rule that doesn't have an exception, that is the exception to the rule that every rule has an exception. So that being, you've never heard that before? Okay. Anyway, so bottom line is, yes, you're right. There will be times that we're not going to have the 7 and 9 because we're going to go and bring the Minchas Asachim later today or tomorrow or 3 days later or whatever.
Is that effective for a Korban Seber? I thought that was only the option of
And now we see clearly that even for a Korban Seber. So that being the case, Zokti Yomara, so the Chavitin also, the E, there will be times that we're not going to have number 8. When will that be? If Chas V'Shalom, the Kohen Gadol pass away, they don't immediately appoint someone else, then we won't have number 8. If you hold like the tzad of the shayla that is only a shleim in the morning and no shleim in the afternoon, oh, you know, what's going to be Kohen number 8? What's going to be with Kohen number 7 and 9 if they don't bring a Minchas Asachim? So the Eloik Tani, Hachanam the Eloik Tani. So therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, I don't understand the Raya of Rava. Anyway, ultimately, this came back to Rava, not, you know, by email immediately, a second later. But I drew a comment to Rava. Rava heard that Rabbi Yirmiyah was critical. And Omar, he said, maybe Shusin Amri Kamayu, Meitivusin Loi Amri Kamayu. From those Shtiklech Torah that cause Busha, in other words, that are not, you know, the great Chidushim of Achweis, of Reb Chaim Brisker, or of Akash of Reb Kiva Eger, so the Mishusin, those they repeat in front of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, kind of to mock us or to denigrate us. Why don't they go and tell us some of the Chidushim that we're Mechadish in Babel, that they should go and say, yes, the Torah of Babel is so enlightening and so illuminating, Baruch Hashem, it spreads light all over the world. That's what Rava said about those naysayers that told Reb Yirmiyah, and then Reb Yirmiyah looks down upon us. And in fact, Hod Omer Rava, Rava himself afterwards said, you know what, put away that Raya from the 7 and the 8 and the 9, you know what? Hani nami tivusanhi. Even in this case, I will go and show you chidushim to answer our question. What was the question of Rabbi Yochanan? Do you have shleima baboyke and shleima ben arboim, or only shleima baboyke? Amakra, soilas mincha tamid. This is a pasuk by the Chabitim. We quoted this pasuk already yesterday. If you want to see an ois gimel teror shalom, zekorben aron uvonav hashatik akrivu l'Hashem biyom yimosha choysoi. And then it says, Soilus mincha tamid. What do I learn from soilus mincha tamid? Harihi lecha k'minchas tamidim. That the din of chavitim is like the minchas tamidim, meaning like the minchas esachim, and like the carbon tamid. What's the din by the carbon tamid? Tamid you bring a ganze tamid baboyke and a ganze tamid bein aboyim. Same thing in minchas esachim, a ganze in the morning, ganze in the chlitik. Same thing here too. Shleim in the morning and shleim in the afternoon. If chas v'shalom, there is no koyin god. So that's a very nice drasha that Rava brought from a pasuk. My Havi Allah, do you have any other codified rayas. Rav Nachman Yitzchok told him, "I talk. I have a brayso the sanya shleim shachrus shleim ben aboyim." Exactly like the Rashi said that we quoted at the outset. That's taka the maskana. Two shleimis, one shleim in the morning, one shleim in the afternoon. Fine.
So what they saw is mincha tamid harayish and the chas mincha tamid. So why do you apply in this narrow case when there was no kohen gadol? Who's this? One would say that maybe that applies in a
Mishnah. You can go and say, the Mishnah says that there's a 7, 8, 9. It sounds like in all cases. Says the Gemara. Says Rabbi Yemiah. That's talking about lechatchila under normal circumstances. The e-loik tani. However, when you have a pasuk and the pasuk says your chavitim is just like the karmat tamid, just like karmat tamid, there's no excuse. It's 365 days a year, and it's accompanied every single time by the full minchas asachim. So here too, you have to bring in 365 days a year, and you have to bring both, just like karmat tamid shel shachar, karmat tamid shel b'aboyim, with its mincha together. Here too, it's got to be a full shleim in the morning, a full shleim in the afternoon.
Yeah, but that then it's a special circumstance. Normally, it's a half and a half. Here it's a whole and a whole, so it's not Solus Mincha Tamid as in the normal situation. It's an exception to the rule, but this would seem to say that it's a generalization.
So maybe that's in fact what the Gemara is saying. Since the Pasuk typically says, and from the Solus Mincha Tamid, I'm now learning that you always have to bring him a Tamidius, even if there's no Kohen Gadol. So in this case, instead of the Machzis V'Boik, Machzis V'Arev, we already learned from Oisa or Kalul that it has to be the whole thing. So what do I need the Solus Mincha Tamid extra words for? To go and tell you that just like the whole thing by a Tamid means full carb in the morning, full carb in the afternoon, here too, Tamid, full in the morning, full in the afternoon.
And in the presence of a Kohen Gadol, the Machzisa applies and you split it.
Oh, if there is a Kohen Gadol, then you don't do the Shleima. No, exactly, that's the...
So really, the default is a Shleima, as it were.
Yeah.
The default is a Shleima. And when there's a Kohen Gadol, then you can revert to the normal procedure of splitting it.
Yivaldik, Yivaldik. Beautiful. I couldn't have said it better myself. And now we continue on. Vaita Zokimar. You recall that we discussed whether or not the Chavitin also required Levoina. If you remember, that was the third leg of the Yogel that we had yesterday.
Yeah.
That I prefer going and learning the din of Chavitim from a private mincha, a minchas nedava, because you have the yud is yochid, gimel is biglal atzma, in other words, it's not an adjunct to another carbon like a minchas asachim, and lamed, both of them have levoina, as opposed to minchas asachim didn't have levoina. So here we did have levoina by the carbon chavitim of the kohen gadol. And at the moment we're first talking about Baruch Hashem, that the Kohen Gadol leaped and is chai v'kayam, and he's Baruch Hashem alive and kicking and everything. Not kicking, but at least he's alive. And therefore he's bringing every single day his carbon. So we already know, Machzisa b'boik, Machzisa b'arev. Okay, very good. We also learned yesterday that you have to go and bring a three loygin of shemen. And the Gemara is going to take on as a dover pashit, that means also 1.5 loygin in the morning and 1.5 loygin in the afternoon, because after all, you mix it in the soilus and then you split it up, and half in the morning, half in the afternoon. The question is, what's the levoina? How much levoina do you have to attach? So typically, on a regular kohen minchas nedava, you have a koimitz of levoina. Koimitz like 3 fingers. Well, obviously a very small amount, 2 ounces, 3 ounces, whatever, can fit into 3 fingers of a regular normal koi. Aha. Okay, so Omer Rabbi Yochanan, what about how many koimtsin of levoina do you have when the kohen gadol is alive, Baruch Hashem? Does he also split up half a koimitz in the morning, half a koimitz in the afternoon, or maybe a full koimitz in the morning and a full koimitz in the afternoon? So Omer Rabbi Yochanan, pligi ba abiyosi ben destoy v'rabban. Abiyosi ben destoy oimer mafrish lo shnei kimotzim shel levoina, at the same time that he brings in the morning his ganza, his shleima, which we're going to go and split up half yisorin, half yisorin, he also brings 2 kimotzim. And koimitz shachris, a koimitz in abayim. 1 kmitza we're going to use in the morning, the kmitza of the levoina, together with the chavitim in the morning, and another koimitz in the afternoon. So you have 1 and 1. Rabbanan amri, no. Mafrish lo koimitz echad. The Rabbanan say that the levoina reflects the carbon, just like the carbon itself is a ganz isorin, and you split it down the middle. Here too, you bring 1 koimitz and you split it. Chatzi koimitz shachris, a chatzi koimitz bein ho arbayim. Okay, fine, a machlekes. The Micah Mifli, what's the basis of the machlekes? Abiyoisi ben destoy, that requires 2. 1 full in the morning, 1 full in the afternoon. So, like, Ashkan Chatzi Koimitz, the carb. I never heard of something like that. Achutzi Koimitz. Yeah, Koimitz. remember one time there was a Yid that received, that got an aliyah here in Bismedish. This is not now, we're talking about, you know, like 40 years ago plus. And this person was not that wealthy. He was from Brooklyn, and he was here on Shabbos, and he was giving, and he got an aliyah, and he wanted to make two mishaberichs, one mishaberich for the men, one for the ladies, whatever it was. So then he said by the first aliyah, Nun Bava Shehiten, Chutzi Chai. And then the second time, again Chutzi Chai. See, it's Chai for both. So I've never heard of a Chutzi Chai. Yeah, by inns in Brooklyn, that's where the people do that all the time, that they make two mishaberichs, they give Chutzi Chai and Chutzi Chai. So here too, they give a Chutzi Kaimitz and a Chutzi Kaimitz, and you add it together, you get a full Kaimitz. So Rabbi Yosef in the story said, I never heard of something like that. A chutzi koimitz the kurev. He give a ganze koimitz. He have a chutzi koimitz. Rabbanon Tzavri liyashchan isorin the boy shnei kemotzen. I never heard that one isorin requires two kemotzen. Because after all, every minchas sedova is a minimum of an isorin. You only have one koimitz. And here you tell me the two kemotzen. So we obviously have
so tension. Well, so it's 43 eggs.
And isorin. Isorin. But a koimitz is just three fingers.
Right, so a koimitz is much less.
Well, far, far less. 43 eggs, you got to go and have. How many? That's about 3.5 dozen eggs, right? That's,
and a koimitz is even less than one egg.
Now it's only about $1 or $1.50. But as soon as it gets spice of time, it's going to skyrocket to $4.50. It's going to be a shortage of eggs.
So the question is: Is the chavit in one korban or two, as it were? Is it one korban requiring one koimitz?
Okay,
split into two stages, or is it two offerings, each requiring its own independent komitz of lamana.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, very nicely articulated. So the masses we have a machloikis. Do you bring two komitzim in the morning, one komitz and one komitz? Do you bring one komitz and you split it up half and half? That's when the kohen gadol is alive. Boy Rabbi Yochanan, kohen gadol shemes. He passed away. And they didn't appoint someone else. Now, what did their banan typically hold? They typically hold one koimitz, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. What happens now? Now that we're going to go and bring a shleima of an isorin in the morning and a shleima in the afternoon, are we going to continue the same minig of a half a koimitz and a half a koimitz?
No,
or are we going to go and... That's the shayla. Those are the shayla from Rabbi Yochanan. It's koin gadol nesvulei minu achatachtav lirabonon. Huchbula levoy nosoi, just like the isorin has now been doubled, there's no link chutzi and chutzi, right. It's now a shleim and a shleima, and therefore huchbula levoy, oiloi, or maybe not. Me, omrina mitoche, huchbula seilosoi, huchbula levoy nosoi. It kind of works in tandem. If this is double, this is also double. Oi dilma, my de goli goli, my de goli goli. Where you have a posik that tells you what the rules are, it says oi saw, it says kalil, it's got to be. Okay, so there the Torah says clearly that you have to have a full amount of the isarin. But it doesn't say anything about the levina. So what it says, it says. What it says, it doesn't. What doesn't say, it doesn't say. Sheikh Vaisnish. Rashi says the Gemara is not bothering to ask according to Abbi Yosef ben Destoy. Because Abbi Yosef ben Destoy, as you recall, holds every day when the Kohen Gadol was alive, they brought two kaimitzin, a kaimitz in the morning and a kaimitz in the afternoon. So nobody would even have a hava minute.
They say you bring four now, two and two.
Exactly, right. Two kaimitz. Never heard of. Come on, that's Kondishai. It's only Shailas that got to be the Rabbanan. Since we're no longer half and half Isarain, maybe it's no longer half and half of the Levina. Maybe you have to bring a Gansa.
Basar, the shear of the Milcha, or do you basar the Akrava?
Oh, what does I? So therefore, that's the first Shaila. Now let's ask another Shaila. The shemen, bein li Abi Yosef ben Destoy, bein li Rabbanan Mal. What's the amount of shemen that we're going to go and bring? Normally, we split the shemen down one and a half.
Right.
But now that we are doubling the amount of the flour, so maybe we should also double the amount of the shemen instead of one and a half, maybe taka three and three. And this shayla we can ask according to both Abi Yosef ben Destoy and the Rabbanan, because there was no machloikis on the Omer Aleph Legabe, the shemen, only machloikis was Legabe, one kemitzah, two kemitzahs. But we didn't have a machloikis when the Kohen Gadol was alive, whether it had one and a half, or three and three. We didn't have that machloikis. So therefore, everybody held you only brought one, three, which was one and a half in the morning, one and a half the afternoon. So do you double that now after the Kohen Gadol passed away? It's Omer Ava Toshima, let's try to go and bring a raya. And the raya is from a Mishnah later on in our Masechta, which we mentioned we're going to have all the way at the end on Daf Kuf Vav. And in that Mishnah, it's going to say, Hey Kumtzen Hein. We find five times that there is a din of Kavitza. Zokti Mara, Vim Isa, Zimna Mishkachesla, Zayin. So this is very similar to Rava's learning and approach back on the Omer Aleph. The Rova says, shouldn't the Mishnah go and cover all possibilities? And therefore, how do you have the 7, 8, and the 9 that we had that discussion on the Omer Aleph? So Rova says, since we want to cover all possibilities, why does the Mishnah say there are only 8 kumtzin? I can think of a case of 7 kumtzin. What will be the 7 kumtzin? What happens if Chas V'Shalom the Kohen Gadol passed away? And therefore, until now, we only brought 1 kaimitz. But now we're going to have to bring, according to the tzad of Rabbi Yochanan, that we're going to bring a full kaimitz in the morning and a full kaimitz in the afternoon. That should be stated in that Mishnah. So Rashi points out that if you're talking about a half a kaimitz, that we don't bring in the Mishnah, we're just trying to bring full kmitzes. Good. So as long as the Kohen Gadol is alive, we're bringing 1 kmitz, but since you're dividing it half and half, we don't have to discuss that. But if the Kohen Gadol has passed away, and if you paskin on the tzad of Rabbi Yochanan that you have a full kmitz in the morning, full kmitz in the afternoon, we should go and add that, 2 more kmitzes, just in case, chas v'shalom, the Kohen Gadol passed away.
The full kmitz,
we'll have 2 more. Vim isa zim the mishkachas lo zayin. And the Gemara gives basically the same teretz as Rabbi Yirmiyah gave in the Omer Aleph, de'i loiktani. You're right, there will be occasions and exceptions to the rule, will there be 7? But we're talking about under normal circumstance, you only have 5. Yosef Rapapa v'kamal al hashmaitza. So Rapapa repeated the shtickle turn in the name of Rabba. Hamalei Rav Yosef bar Shamiya, l'Rapapa v'amala koimetz b'chutz de'i hava uktani. One of the 5 koimetzin, which is listed in Dafku Vav, is a person who's mala koimetz b'chutz. What does that mean? We all know the din of shchutei chutz and haloas chutz and zrikas chutz, which means bishas, the iser habamais, when you had to go and bring everything inside the Mishkan at base of English. If you were to do it outside, then you have a din of haloas chutz. Oh, so what's the din legabi levoina? If you're malak, koimis levoina b'chutz, then chuli levachas, you're even haloas chutz, and there's a din of karis, someone is malak b'chutz. Okay, so Ibazoi, let me ask you, does this happen on a regular basis? No. In fact, did it ever happen in history? I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe not. But this is certainly also a DE. The Hey Kumtzin sounds like, yeah, this is, you always have 5 Kumtzin on a regular basis. Hopefully we'll never have a case of Mala Koimetz B'chutz. So just like you said, it doesn't go and mention the case of the Kohen Gadol who passed away. And therefore, that's why it's 5 and not 7. Because DE like Tani, Gzuntai. Then say the Gabi Mala Koimetz B'chutz also, DE like Tani.
Thank you.
No problem.
What's the case of Mala Koimetz B'chutz?
Mala Koimetz B'chutz means that you have a person who's slightly funny,
yes,
and he doesn't like to bring Kavanis in the Mishkan or the base of English, and he decides to go and build his own Bama, or according to Rabbi Yehuda or somebody else in the Mishnah, he went and there was a flat rock somewhere here in Central Park or here in Riverside Park. And what did he decide to do? He decided, I have Levoina, which I bought in my favorite Levoina store, and he takes a koimitz of it, and he makes a fire. Yiratzel mefenecha, this should be oilalalalalatzen, and kodabarachulalreichnichayachmamishreichnichayach. And he does that b'chutz, then chas v'shalom, he gets koreis for the din of haloas chutz. Now, did this ever happen? I don't know. But what is the minimum shear for that haloas chutz of Levoina? It's got to be a koimitz. Now, presumably this did not happen on a regular basis, and hopefully never happened even on an irregular basis. So this is also the Eloi. So just like you said, that the reason why we didn't go and mention the 2 kumtzin, if the Kohen Gadol passed away, because that's such an exceptional case. Normally there are only 5 kumtzin. Yeah, if the Kohen Gadol passes away, we bring a shleim in the morning, shleim in the afternoon. Yeah, then we might have a kmitz in the morning, kmitz in the afternoon. The ilektani, in such a funny situation, an exceptional situation, the Mishnah was not intended to cover every potential possibility. But I see it does cover potential possibilities. It has a malakai mitzvachutz, which is also not your daily or regular occurrence, only under very special circumstances. Uktani and shteitach yah. And so therefore, your raya rava from the fact that it only says, hey, come to, not zayin, come to, it's a nishkashtar karai.
That's only because Lagona, it could be a separate offering. In other words,
exactly,
you couldn't say, I'm bringing, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
You can go and bring as a separate offering, yayin on its own, shemen on its own,
okay.
Eitzim and levoina. Ketoidus said no, because we saw the love of Ketoidus Zara. Sorry? Exactly right. So my havi halacha, so bottom line is, I can't bring a raya. So what is the halacha after all? Legabe, the case of the koimitz, do we double it or not? Bishas, the koin godel passed away. Omram nach mayitzu toshima desanya. Koin godel shemeis v'loy minu acher tachtav. He passed away. No new koin godel yet. Shleim ishachru shleim ben arbay. That's, in fact, presumably the brisa that we quoted on the Omer Aleph was this part of the brisa from the Reisha, but we didn't quote the whole thing. Now we continue on in the brisa. Umafrish lo beis kumtzin. Koimit shachar is a koimit ben arbay. Well, very, very clear. No, it's not so clear yet, because we don't know whether this is Abi Yossi ben Destoy Oimer, when he held at all times you always have a full koimit shachris and full koimit ben arboim. So this would not be any raya. Or maybe this is a chachamim that normally hold you only bring one koimit and you split it up. Half a koimit in the morning, half a koimit in the afternoon. Oh, then you have clear raya that we do double it when the koin godel is meis v'leiminu acher tachtav. Shizok yimar. Umafrish lo beis kumtzin, koimit shachris, koimit ben arboim. Umafrish lo, shloishis lugin. You go and bring the same shloishis lugin that you always had. Loi gemechze shachris, loi gemechze ben arboim. No doubling over there, but we didn't even have that. Okay. Shizok yimar man. So let me ask you a question. Who is the tan of this price? Ilim Rabbanon, we're talking about the Rabbanon. Maishna levoinosa to huchpula, umaishna shamna de loi huchpula. The Gabi, the Levoina, if you're saying this is the Rabbanon, that normally throughout the year they hold half and half. But because of Kohen Gadol Shemeis, we bring, just like the full Isar and Shleimo, we bring both in the morning and the afternoon. Same thing, the Gabi, the Koimitz. We do one Koimitz in the morning, one Koimitz in the afternoon. So Ibazoi, just like we're doubling the Kemitzah, because normally they only half and half, and now it's Agansim and Agansim. So why don't they say the same thing, the Gabi, the Loig Shemen? Then normally throughout the year, it's one and a half Loigin in the morning, one and a half Loigin in the afternoon. The Kohen Gadol pass. We double everything. We double the Isar, not Chutzi Chutzi, but a Holy Isar and Holy Isar. We go and double the Levoina, Agansa Levoina, and Agansa Levoina, and maybe we should do the same thing Legabe, the case of the Shaman. So, Maishna, Shamna, the Loyachbala, and the Levoina, Yohbala. El Lechoyn, it's going according to Abbe Yoisim Ben Destoy. The Omar Chavit, Koin God will be Alma, Shnei Kimotzim Baya. Normally, you need Taka two Kimotzim when the Koin God is alive, Baruch Hashem. One Koimitz in the morning, only, one Koimitz in the afternoon.
Only the flower is doubled, and there's never any change in the Kimitzah, in the Levoina.
So far, is Shnei Kimotzim Bay. Ulevoina lo yuchbala. And we did not go and double Levoina, like Rashi said at the top of the Yom, because of Yossi and Destoy. Then he would hold you have to have four Kimotzim, two in the morning, two in the afternoon. We never heard of something like that. And it says Vishemon lo yuchbal. So Levoina was not huchbal. It remained the same as until now, one Koimitz, one Koimitz. And the Shemon was not huchbal. So Lechoira, that would be a perfect reading according to Abbe Yossi ben Destoy. Now the Gemara says, "Umidishemen Rabbi Yosef ben Destoy loy hochpala." Then presumably, Levoinos v'sham l'rabbanan nami loy hochpalu. In other words, just like we see the Abbe Yosef ben Destoy, that throughout the year requires one and one, and now when the Kohen Gadol passed away, we see it coming to Abbe Yosef ben Destoy. He retains the one and one, and the Gabi the Shemen, he did not double it. So the only thing that's being doubled is the Isorin, just the flour. So probably we never try to make, you know, broad machloikis mikotze el hakotze. We try to go and constrain. Yeah. We want to be as much shalom v'shalva, ahava, ach v'shalom v'reyus. So probably the chacham would also hold the b'nas v'sham l'rabban and nami le'huch b'lu. And therefore you would not double it. And therefore the chayyim can be poishet Rabbi Yochanan and Shaila after all, that if the Kohen Gadol passed away, you only continue to bring one koimitz levoina, which you split up half and half. How do we paskin? Like we said, that throughout the year, even when the Kohen Gadol is alive, you have one and one. Why doesn't it add the additional two and make it seven? So you're going to go and tell me, yeah, the Eloi Ketani, we're not talking about these exceptional cases. We do. You see, it does, and it leaves it at five. So now we have a stira between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan. Here Rabbi Yochanan is paskening Rabbi Yossi ben Destoy, and there he's paskening like the Chacham. Make up your mind. Between the Talmid and Rabbi Yochanan, what did the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan really hold in the case of Kohen Gadol Shemes? Do you go and double the Kemitz of one and one, or do you leave it at the same half and half? Hadn lechatreves, kol amen noches boyis matzam yetchem. To be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.